Be'ezras Hashem, we're holding a few days before Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. The Masechta of Yom Kippur is called Masechta Yuma. The Marsha in the beginning of Masechta Yuma explains it's not called Masechta Yom Kippur, it's called Masechta Yuma. Yuma is the letters Yom Aleph. Yom Kippur is Yom Aleph. It's Yom Echad Miyuchad Bashana. It's the one day of the year, a very miyuchid dikke day, a day that the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chof, and also in the Dorim Daf Lamed Beis, is this one day that the Satan is not able to be makatreg, because HaSatan is Gematria 364. Those are the 364 days that the Satan is makatreg. There's one day that the Satan is not makatreg. Yuma is also the same letters as Oyoim, because it's a day that's Oyoim Zenoira. The Masechta starts Shivas Yomim, Koidim Yom HaKippurim. The Shivas Yomim, the Marsha explains, is to say that there are six other Yomim Toivim that are of a level of Kedusha, but then there's the seventh one, Yom Kippur, is of a higher level of Kedusha. There's a Medrash that says, in Bereishis, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, Yom Echod. And the Medrash darshins, Vayihi Erev, Zuma Aseim Shal Rishoyim, Vayihi Boiker, Zuma Aseim Shal Tzadikim, Yom Echod. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Yom Echod Bashona. There's an interesting way of looking at this Medrash though. Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, Yom Echod. Vayihi Erev, the Medrash says, Zu Rishoyim. Vayihi Boiker, Zu Tzadikim. Yom Echod. You could explain it differently. You know what the difference between a Rosha and a Tzadik? The difference between Vayihi Erev Zu Rosha, Vayihi Boiker Zu Tzadik, Yom Echad, one day. Which day? Any day. The difference if a Tzadik and the Rosha is the Tzadik when he knows it's mutal on him to do something, he does it today. And the Rosha, Keseder, and perpetually says, I'll do it tomorrow. The difference of Vayihi Erev Zu Rosha, Vayihi Boiker Zu Tzadik, is Yom Echad. Lav dafka the Yom Echad of Yom Kippur, but rather Yom Echad, any day. A person always has to know to do it Hayoim. And that the emes could be is the pshat, what you have by Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, where the Rabbeinu Shalom says he wants us to stay one day extra. You already buy me so much. Ikvu alai Yom Echad. And everyone discusses what's the rebusa of this Yom Echad. Afterwards, weiter, we're going to have to leave. No, it's ikvul ayoyim echad. You establish that one day, that hachlota to do things one day. We're in the middle of a process of going through from Elul, through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Elul is Rosh Hashanah lemaiser behema. Elul, a person has to first get rid of his behemius. Then you come to Rosh Hashanah, where you become atem odom. On Rosh Hashanah, a person becomes a mensch. Yom Kippur is already a higher madrega. A person becomes like a malach. He doesn't eat, he doesn't drink. We wear a kittel. And Yom Kippur, a person is like a malach. The Gemara says in Chagiga that an Odom is in some ways doimet to a behema, and in some ways doimet to a malach. And that's the transition period of going all the way from behema to Odom to malach. Yet there is something so important to realize. A lot of times after Yom Kippur, right after Yom Kippur, or Baalt Nochdem, a person has a Yerida, and he suddenly feels that the Madregis and the Sheifis and the what he accomplished and where he felt he was holding on Yom Kippur, on that Yom Echad, that he's not holding there anymore. This is very common, and it's Efshur that the Hesber to this is because a person is made out of a Guf and an Neshama. That's an Odom. He's partially like a malach, but he's partially has behemius. He has a guf and his neshama. Yom Kippur is kol kulay for the neshama. Yom Kippur, this yom echad, yom oyem v'noira, is kol kulay that the neshama has an aliyah. But we know that we say ha-neshama loch, v'gam ha-guf shaloch, chusa al-amoloch. The arbit is right after Yom Kippur to go build the sukkah. To go build the sukkah, something gashmiistic, even the hachana of building the sukkah, the minig is to do right after Yom Kippur, a hechsher mitzvah, that is to let us realize that yes, we hit this level of malochim and of a neshama gavoya, but we have to translate that now into the guf and bring it into the metzias of our world for the whole year. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that we don't say tachnun in the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Now this is brought down twice in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Hilchas Tachnun, in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Zayin. It says all the days over there that you don't say Tachnun, and amongst them is the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And over there, the Bir Agro explains, because these were the days that it was Nishlam, the Beis HaMikdash, in the days of Shloimeh HaMelech, that in Shloimeh HaMelech's time, they made the 7 days before Sukkot was when they were Makadish, the Beis HaMikdash, Shiva Yomim v'Shiva Yomim. And that's why we don't say Tachnun in these days. L'fizeh, we shouldn't say Tachnun on Ches Tishrei also. You have to know what could be the pshat in that. Efshir b'cholzeis, it's aseres yimei tshuva. But this halach is brought down again in Simen Tuf Reish Chof Dalet, and the Ramah again brings down, we don't say Tachnun on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And the Bir Agro says over there something fascinating. Because these days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are Miktsas K'mo Yom Kippur. And he brings the medrash that the Torah brings because ulakachtem lachem b'yoyim harishoyin rishoyin l'chesh ben avoynos, that Sukkot is going to be the rishoyin l'chesh ben avoynos. The days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, these very busy days where everyone is torahed in the hachonis for the chag, be'etzim is miktsas k'mo Yom Kippur. That's the hamadrega that it has. And it's a transition period of taking down the high level reached on Yom Kippur and to translate it back into our metzias. But these are very, very special days. Miktsas k'mo Yom Kippur, we don't say tachnun. I saw a remez for this. We mentioned that the Gemara says in Yuma that the Satan is not Makatrig on Yom Kippur. It's the Yom Echad Bashana that is not Makatrig. And the Gemara says why? Because HaSatan is Gematria 364. So 364 days of the year, he's Makatrig, one day not. What's HaSatan? It should say Satan. Satan is Gematria 359. And 359 days that he's not Makatrig. Where are those other days? The Torah says, those are the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Shehim miktsas k'mo Yom Kippur. On one hand, Satan is Gematria 359, but HaSatan 364, because those few days are also miktsas k'mo Yom Kippur. We have to know how to translate those days and bring them from the Yom Kippur level into the Sukkot. The connection between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is avada, move on, that we know that on Yom Kippur we bring the Shnei Seirim, Echad Lashem, and Echad Lazozel, and they were exactly equal. They represent Yaakov and Esav. They represent the Melchama between Yaakov and Esav. They represent the Melchama with the Yetzer Hara, Zu HaSatan. And when you were finally Menatzeach, and we make it very clear that one is Lashem and one is Lazozel, then after that it's Vayovoy Yaakov Sukkos. That's when Yaakov is able to go into the Sukkah. We know also that there's a halacha, you're not allowed to bring a kli cheres that's tameh into the sukkah. It's not mechavadik to bring such a thing into the sukkah. Now an Adam is yesoidei may offer, an Adam is a kli cheres. How do we bring him into the sukkah? After Yom Kippur, we reshoiver the kli cheres. A person has a lev nishbar and the kli cheres, shivi rosan zuhi ta'arosan, and then you're able to bring it in to the sukkah. That's the hemshich between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. There's another nakuda that Sfasemes talks about, that we know that after the Chet Ha'egel, when Klal Yisrael fell, the tikkun back, when they finally got the kapara, was on Yom Kippur, but then when they built the Mishkan, that was the semel that the Yutaka were in Eskapelem, that the Eberster made them the Mishkan. The Sukkah, which is Avada, also a semel of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, is also that Raya, that it was Neskaper Lehem Yisrael. So that's the process of these days from Yom Kippur through the days in between Shehem Miktsas K'mo Yom Kippur till we get to Sukkot. I was once in a Seirer, I walked Chol HaMoed into Shul, and I saw on the top, near the Aron Kodesh candle, someone had lit a 7-day yahrzeit candle before Yom Kippur. It was still burning. You know, a lot of times by the time Chol HaMoed came around, it feels like Yom Kippur was light years away. But you have to realize that it was mamish only yomim sfurim before then. The candle was still burning. The Yom Kippur candle was still burning. We have to know that the hemshich of Yom Kippur goes in. More than that, The height, the epitome of Yom Kippur, the Avodah as going through the whole day, is Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is Chosmeinu. Ne'ilah is the height of Yom Kippur, the Madrega, K'moy Malach Mamish, if we're not thinking about the fact what we're going to break the fast on in a few minutes, and we concentrate on not focusing on that. Ne'ilah is the height of Yom Kippur. But the emes is, what's Ne'ilah? That Mefrashlosen Zich with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. A person locks himself in with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. The ganze sukkah, a person is a bechina of ne'ilah. If he understands what it means going into the sukkah, that madrega of going into the sukkah is kulay the bechina of ne'ilah. Extra even a trot weiter. On Yom Kippur, we did tshuva meyira. Those first 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur was yom of pachad of yom adin. Then when we're continuing these new set of mitzvahs kimo Yom Kippur and then going into Sukkot, there's another series of 10 days. It's a series of 10 days to Hoshana Rabbah. There's Asorah Yomim from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Tshuva Meira, and then another Asorah Yomim from Yom Kippur to Hoshana Rabbah is the Aseres Yimei Tshuva of Ava. And I saw brought down in Sforum, we know there were Simchas Beis Hashayeva during those days of Sukkot. And the Lashon of the Gemara says in Sukkah, an Isha was Mevareres Chitim La'or Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. So you can read it, Mevareres Chitim Chet Yam. The Averis that we threw into the Yam during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva of Yira. Now a person could take them back, because when you do Tshuva Me'ava, there's a Doines, a Nas and Schuyos. When you do Tshuva Me'ava, you can take them back. Isha Mevareres Chitim Chet Yam, the Chet that was thrown into the Yam, can even be taken back. That's when it's off another madrega that you reach that the tshuva me'ava from after the Yom Kippur. Ganse sukkis is a bechina of ne'ilah. Ganse sukkis could be a bechina of ne'ilah. But if you one more step weiter. The pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem bihi motzoi, kira'u b'yosei koreif. Chazal darshened in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah that this pasuk is referring to Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Dirshu Hashem Behim Motzoi, when is that? Elo Aseres Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The emes is Medina de Gemara, there's no concept of Elul. The concept of that Elul, the 30 days before, comes later on from the Goinim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but it's not gefint in the Rambam, not in Gemara, not in Rambam. But I saw the Haflah says that he puts it into the pasuk. Dirshu Hashem Behim Motzoi, Zu Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Kira'u B'yaisei Karoiv, thus is the days of Elul. But this pasuk, Dirshu Hashem Behimotzoi, Kira'u B'yosei Korev, is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitel Nun Hei, pasuk Vav. You look at the Targum Yoinesen on the pasuk, a Dover Mavhil, Oyoim Venoira, on this pasuk, Dirshu Hashem Behimotzoi, he's not mefarish that it's going on the Aseres Yimei Tshuva when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nimtza. It's Dirshu Hashem Behimotzoi. Tivu Dechalta Hashem Ad Atun Chayin. Search out for Hashem Behimotzoi, Kozman, that you're in this world. Kira'u, call out to Hashem, b'yosei karev, while you're still close to Hashem in this world. Mavil, a person is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. You think that when you get to Olam Haba, it's closer. No, when a person is here in Olam Haza and has the Bechira to decide, v'yi erev, zu rashoyim, v'yi boiker, zu tzadikim, yoyim echad, every single day, that yoyim echad is every single day. Dirshu Hashem, b'himotzoi. When you're still in this world, try to chaperayin to be doirish Hashem. Kira'u b'yosei korov, call out Hashem when you're still alive. Adatun kayomim, b'yosei korov is while you're alive. It's yedua that the Gra was nifter on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and Mamash Somach L'Ptirosoi, he gave out an ananocha, a krechts, and he said, oh, I'm wearing tzitzis, which with a par kopik is a person could do a mitzvah of tzitzis. And when I'm going to go up to Olam Haba, I'm not going to be able to do it. Hayoyim la'asoysam. And that special kirvas Hashem that you have dafka from doing a mitzvah, that you won't have anymore in Olam Haba. And he was misoinen on this nekuda of Dirshu Hashem, bihi motzoi, while you're still in this world. And he was niftatak on Chol HaMoed. They say over that after the grow was nifter in Vilna, they weren't able to dance that year on Simchas Torah. They weren't able to dance on Simchas Torah. It was a za'atzvus that the Gro was nifter. But then Reb Chaim Volozhin was mechadish, a nigin. Oilam hazeh is a gutezach. Oilam haba is a beserezach. Aber learning Torah is noch a beserezach. More than oilam haba is to be in oilam hazeh. Kira'u b'yosei koroif. And then they have mintaka getanz Simchas Torah. because the kira'u b'yosei karev, they understood, is that dafke b'hai alma, every single day is a yom echad where a person could be dirshu Hashem behimotzoi kira'u b'yosei karev. Zaman ala zoicha zayin, to kirves Hashem, unto a gemar chasima toiva.